see this type of production in Orlando. We did not see this type of production in Oklahoma City. He goes to Indiana. He gets his nutrition right. He gets his training regimen right. He gets an opportunity to showcase himself. He becomes an all-star. He works his butt off. He pushes the King, King James, to a seven-game series in the first round. I am not sure if I would bet my hard-earned cash that he could duplicate this next year. I think he has all the skills and talent in the world. But I'm telling you what, man, his first few years in the league, you know, kind of being that 14 to 15 point a game guy, I don't know how much more of a leap he can take next season. I hope that the young fella can take the leap because I actually like Victor Oladipo and his game. But the Indiana Pacers, to your point, they do have a lot of flexibility. When you look at Al Jefferson, contract. When you look at some of the non-guaranteed contracts that they have with Darren Collison, they can create upwards of $30 million in cap space. The problem with the Indiana Pacers is that it's not a hotbed for free agency acquisitions. They get most of their talent via the draft or via trade, like they did with Oladipo, like they did with Sabonis. You know, when they had Paul George, they drafted him. So I tell you, I think the Indiana Pacers, from a flexibility standpoint, have the tools to be successful. But I'm struggling with putting them at that level because here's the deal. It's sort of like, and I made this analogy before, it's sort of like Muhammad Ali versus Ken Norton, two heavyweight champions back in the 70s. Muhammad Ali, obviously one of the best fighters of all time. Ken Norton was a champion, but not to the level of Muhammad Ali. But every time they fought, Ken Norton gave Muhammad Ali life and death. Muhammad Ali won two of those fights. Norton won one. People dispute the third fight, even though Muhammad Ali pulled it out in the rubber match. I think that the Indiana Pacers were just all wrong for this Cleveland Cavaliers squad. They got up in their shorts. They became their shadow. They played them physical. And we're seeing how the Cleveland Cavaliers unravel when you play them physical based on how they look in the Eastern Conference Finals right now, Matt. When you look at what the Boston Celtics are doing to the Cleveland Cavaliers, especially in the first two games where they, you know, played them physical, they got them all out of sorts. I think that the Pacers gave them the blueprint. Toronto, who is a much better team, in my opinion, than the Pacers, they just were a little softer. They didn't play LeBron. They didn't play J.R. Smith. They didn't play those guys as physical. So I'm going to transition now to the Boston Celtics versus Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game five is actually going on live right now, and it looks like the Boston Celtics are laying a thumping on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Matt, what is your opinion, man? Do you think this young Boston Celtics team without without Kyrie Irving, without Gordon Hayward, can they do the unthinkable and unseat the King in the East?
I think they can. It's a matter of just as vague as this might sound, how kind of things unfold, whether they go their way or not. I mean, I paused the game so for this podcast, but I think, I mean, what I really dislike is when people come to such, how do I say this, such black and white conclusions, or they come to such black and white predictions. If the Cavs win, it's because LeBron James is just that good of a player. Or if the Celtics win, it's because Brad Stevens is that good of a coach. And I'm not disagreeing with either of those notions. It's a matter of – it depends on how their supporting cast do. Because LeBron can only play so great. And he's been unbelievably good in these playoffs. But he needs those other guys to do their part. Like J.R. Smith and Kyle Korver in those first two games couldn't hit a shot. And in games three and four, they were making it rain. And Brad Stevens, like, he's – done a phenomenal job getting these Celtics like to where they are now, despite all that they've lost. But in game four, they were frightened. They were so scared. I just saw they made countless mistake after mistake, and they had chances. Like, Cleveland gave them several chances to cut the lead down in game four, and they just couldn't do it. So it all depends on